VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. President Trump is responding to news of an agreement to avert another government shutdown, AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
According to congressional aides, negotiators on Capitol Hill, in order to prevent another shutdown, have agreed to provide about $1.5 billion for barriers along the southern border in the Rio Grande Valley of Texas, much less than the president's $5 billion request. While holding a border wall rally in El Paso, President Trump sounded a bit skeptical.
They said that progress is being made with this committee. Just so you know, we're building the wall anyway.
Insiders say the agreement is for 55 miles of new fencing, metal slats instead of a concrete wall, and the humanitarian aid sought by Democrats. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
Acting U.S. Secretary of Defense Patrick Shanahan said he has not received orders from President Trump to withdraw American troops from Afghanistan. And we get more from VOA's Carla Babb.
Acting Defense Secretary Patrick Shanahan told reporters before his unannounced stop in Kabul, the United States is not discussing any size troop withdrawal.
I have not been directed to step down our forces in Afghanistan. The direction, and this is in close coordination with Secretary Pompeo and Ambassador Bolton, is to support Ambassador Khalilzad and these peace negotiations.
Last week, during the State of the Union address, President Donald Trump slammed U.S. involvement in prolonged conflicts.
That's Carla Babb reporting for VOA. Ukraine plans to issue sovereign debt with World Bank guarantees by the end of February. That's according to the finance minister. Ukraine expects a 500 million euro loan from the European Union by the end of March. This is VOA News. U.S.-backed forces are making significant progress against Islamic State fighters in the last sliver of its self-proclaimed caliphate, despite poor weather conditions that have played to the terror group's advantage. The advance by Syrian Democratic Forces against IS in the Syrian town of Baghouz began just days after U.S. President Donald Trump told members of the global coalition to defeat IS that he expects to formally announce the collapse of the caliphate this week. SDF officials claim progress against IS positions in a four-square-kilometer area that extends from Baghouz to the Iraqi border. Russia and China are racing to advance their space-based military capabilities and could soon prevent the United States and its allies from using outer space freely. The warning is in a new report issued from the Defense Intelligence Agency, and it builds on a series of warnings issued by the defense and intelligence communities over the past several years. Unlike many previous assessments which focused on Russian and Chinese efforts to match our counter-U.S. capabilities, the new DIA report suggests both countries are pursuing a far more aggressive agenda. The United States will continue investigating the murder of journalist Jamal Khashoggi. That's according to Secretary of State Mike Pompeo, and he asserted that America is not covering up for a murder. Speaking for the U.S. Embassy or from the U.S. Embassy in Budapest, Hungary, Pompeo said that Washington will continue to take more action in response to the tragic murder of Khashoggi, despite having missed a February 8th deadline set by Congress to determine who was responsible for the killing inside the Saudi consulate in Istanbul in October. Khashoggi was a Washington Post columnist who wrote critically about Saudi Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman. His remains still have not been found. A freshman Democrat's anti-Israel tweets have her in hot water with the party's leadership. AP's correspondent Warren Levinson.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says Minnesota Democrat Ilhan Omar should apologize for what she called the freshman congresswoman's use of anti-Semitic tropes and prejudicial accusations. Omar, one of the first Muslim women to serve in Congress, tweeted that members are supporting Israel because they're being paid by pro-Israel lobbyists. House Judiciary Committee Chairman Gerald Nadler said Omar had failed a test of leadership. Elliot Engel, who chairs the Foreign Affairs Committee, said he found it shocking to hear a congresswoman invoke the trope of Jewish money. A target of Omar's tweets, the American-Israel Public Affairs Committee, defended its activity as reflective of American values. I'm Warren Levinson.
And Juan Guaido, recognized by the United States and about 50 other countries, has the interim president of Venezuela warned the military that preventing the entry of humanitarian aid into Venezuela is a crime against humanity. Shipments of U.S. food, medicine, and more have been sitting outside in Colombia. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.